Welcome to a policy committee meeting of AMATS. I'm Bobby Bechara. I'm the mayor of the Village of Richfield, and I'm the new chair, and Linda Clark is over here. She is the vice chair. Do we have a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
Okay. Do you have any audience participation today?
We do not.
Or are you thinking for this? Because some new faces are in the room, we thought we would go around and introduce ourselves, and we could start down here on the right with you.
Mike Teodaki, City of Akron.
Jim Hewitt, City of Akron.
Bob Finney, City of Ravenna.
Anthony Zolman, City of Cuyahoga Falls.
Rick Justice, Mayor of Village of Lakemont.
Dave Klein, Talmadge.
Ballard Waxhar, City of Green.
Bill Judge, Mayor of City of Barberton.
Paul Adamson, Mayor of New Franklin.
Jim McCleary, City of Stowe.
Sabrina Christian Bennett, Portage County Commissioner.
Linda Clark, Mayor of the Village of Manaway.
Carrie Prater, AMATS.
Curtis Baker, AMATS Director.
Bill Gansey, Mayor of the Village of Boston Heights, a small community.
Frank Harrison, Alderman for Commissioner Carrigan.
Mike Harrigan, Portage County Commissioner.
Amy Moore, City of Denver.
Joe Brunner, ODOT District 4.
Jim Bowen, City of Kent.
Webb Rocha, City of Shreveport. Thank you for promptly at 13:30.
Betcha.
Good time. Bessler, Parma. Bill Paradise, I'm a county engineer's office.
Kate Kerr, Village of Doylestown.
Dominic Oliverio, Chippewa Township.
Denise Januska, City of Aurora.
Justin Checkey, City of Aurora.
And I'd like the staff to introduce themselves as well.
Dave Foley, Jeff Gardner.
Daryl Kleinman.
Heather Riedel.
All right. Mickey's in the back here. All right. I, as Mayor Brasca, like quick meetings, effective, efficient meetings, so let's get started. We have minutes of December 14th, 2017. We need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And I will ask that you say the community that you're with or your name for the minutes.
Rick Justice.
Oh, boy. Mayor Gansey, Rick Justice. Is there any discussion? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we'll start with our staff reports. We have the financial progress report, attachment 3A.
All right, thank you. Attachment 3A in your mail-out. It's through November as we're still wrapping up the half-year books. So what you'll see is at the end of November, we spent about 30% of our budget. You know, now we're about halfway through the year, so we're well within our budget. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, hearing none. We need a motion.
Motion. Linda Clark.
Second.
Where are you from, sir?
From Brock.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, a technical project report, Curtis.
All right, thank you. As all of you who were here in December remember, at the end of that meeting, or actually during this technical progress report, there was a unanimous vote to authorize the staff to look into a potential gas tax resolution, which we have done before in 2010, as also in 2015. The staff has done that, and we'll have more details on that in under new business. However, I did just want to mention that the United States Chamber of Commerce Association is actually recommending a 25-cent gas tax increase, which is, I don't think, going to happen, but just sort of interesting fuel of the fire. Recently, there's been some estimates that the peak demand for oil is going to start to dry up by 2030 because of electric cars and hybrids, things of that nature. So there are some financial institutions that are saying that, you know, the peak demand for oil, and this isn't like the peak oil conspiracy, this is just, you know, we're gonna need less oil by 2030 due to the changes in technology. So there's just some interesting news out there. We keep hearing that Trump administration is going to roll out their infrastructure bill. So far, there's been whispers, but there hasn't been a main push. We're still hearing a focus on $200 billion of federal money that would leverage $800 billion of private funding in the form of public-private partnerships, as well as asking states to take a smaller match, or I should say, taking on a larger match. So competitive grants that would require communities to say, hey, we're going to do 50-50 on this project, or 40-60, or things like that. So we've yet to see that proposal, and when we do, we will share it out with all of you. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. All right, next we have AMAPS Federal Funds Report, which is attachment 3C.
Thank you.
Dave Goulet will be giving that report.
Thank you. A couple things I'd like to touch on pertaining to federal funding. We recently had a sizable CMAC project canceled. That happened right before our December meeting. Actually, I think it was a day before that last meeting. And what that did was it freed up over $3.5 million in CMAC funds. And we, TIP subcommittee met in our office on January 4th to decide what to do, how to best use that money since it became available. And what we decided to do was fund two additional CMAC projects. We just went down the list, and then we also had a little balance left over, so we applied that to a project that was funded in part with CMAC and in part with STBG. We'll talk about all of that later in the meeting. A couple other things that happened at our TAC TIP meeting was Akron is requesting some additional funding for their South Main Street project or promenade project, which is on fast track and is supposed to start this year. And Cuyahoga Falls also requested some additional money for their Portage Trail Extension project, which is a brand new project. And that is scheduled to be done in 2023. The committee approved the Akron request, but decided to wait on the Cuyahoga Falls request because it's so far out. We do have a balance of over $3.4 million in fiscal year 2018 in STBG funds, and the Akron funding will use up some of that, and we're still... if anyone has any projects or any part of any project that you want to move, can move up, we'll certainly take a look at it. And last but not least, later in the meeting, we'll be approving the new STBG resurfacing and TASA projects. Those are not in your tables yet. I have not actually inserted those new projects in the tables yet, but we'll talk more about those later in the meeting also. And one thing I do want to, I want you to keep in mind is any change pertaining to CMAC projects or CMAC funding has to be approved by the statewide committee. And tomorrow I'll be meeting with them to run these proposed changes by them. So that's something you have to keep in mind. So on the funding front, that's about all I have. If there's any questions, I'm glad to answer them.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. All right, move on to number five, new business. We have draft 2019 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget, Section 5A, and Heather will give that report.
Attachment 5A is the draft Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget for AMS fiscal year 2019, which begins this July 1st of 2018. The work program identifies planning tasks that the AMS staff will complete in the year ahead, as well as the funding source for those tasks. Between a combination of federal, state, and local funds, AMS has identified a budget of $1.5 million. Table 1 in your attachment shows the local share population. AMS staff is requesting approval of this draft work program and budget, as well as permission to submit it to ODOT for review. AMS will submit a final version of the work program to all of you this May, or
Okay, there are no questions. Is there a motion?
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
Amy from Princeton seconded. Who made the motion? Rick from Arda. Any other further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. I forgot about old business. Was there any old business to bring to this?
There is none.
Okay. All right, down to 5B, consideration of support for federal gas tax increase. Discussion only, Curtis.
All right, thank you again. So what we started to do as a staff was just look into what we had done in the past and also look into some number calculations of what everything means. And really, I think, you know, just to give you a refresher, the current federal gas tax is about 18.4 cents a gallon, 24.4 cents for diesel. Raises about $35 billion a year for highways and $5 billion for transit. The funds are then deposited in the Highway Trust Fund. And basically, we spend about $55 billion a year through 2020. So if you do the math, you realize we're raising about $40 billion and we're spending $55 billion. Currently, the way that the federal government has shored up this trust fund is by taking funds from general revenue sources and infusing them into the trust fund to make it solvent. And as of right now, we're solvent through 2020 because of the FAST Act, which was passed in December of 2015. Obviously, I think the things that we know for sure is that, and that we've discussed, is that, you know, just in AMATS alone in our area, we're projected to have about $4.4 billion of needs just to maintain the existing system that we have. In this round of funding that you'll be looking at later today, we were able to award about $33 million out of $90 million of requests, so we're hitting around, you know, 33% of what we can fund versus what's needed. And so what we wanted to look at was just, I think, different options for what would happen if the gas tax was raised. And this really came up because the Trump administration at one point in October had raised that possibility of saying that one way to fund infrastructure would be a 7-cent gas tax increase. And the Democratic response to that was, well, we don't need a gas tax increase. Like, we want to go a different way. And just a few years ago, it was the opposite discussion. And so, you know, what we talked about during December was to say, you know, if the policy committee wants to go on record, this would be a good time because it is in the discussion. You are reading about it in the news. It is making waves, like I mentioned, with the chamber. And so we do think it would be a good time to do that if we wanted to advocate for such an increase. The staff really believes there are three potential options, and this is what we would appreciate counsel on. The one option and the simple one is that the current gas tax is not indexed to inflation. If it would have been indexed to inflation in 1993, which is the last time it was raised, the tax now would be about 29 cents a gallon, so about a 10 cent increase if we would have just raised it tied it to a CPI-type measure of inflation. However, I think so what that shows you is that we've lost, you know, a third of the purchasing power since 1993 of that same 18.4 cents because it's not worth now as much as it was back then. The second option, which our committee has passed twice, is raising the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon. By my calculations and based on the CBO, we think that a gas tax increase of 10 cents would essentially make the trust fund solvent, at least over the next decade. So what it would do, basically I pointed out that we spend about 55 and we collect 40. A 10 cent increase would ensure that we could continue to spend 55 and that would be paid for through a gas tax and not through other sources. The third option would be an increase of 15 cents a gallon. 15 cents would increase or would equate to roughly $22.5 billion extra into the trust fund. And the level of funding basically would not only make it solvent, but would also allow the highway program to spend more money on our needs. And we've estimated that would be about roughly a 15% increase in funding. You know, obviously, the other option that we didn't put in there is do nothing and spend less. Typically, you know, from this committee's perspective, and I think from the research we've done, you know, and just looking at our needs, where we're funding 30% of our needs, and I know communities don't apply for every need. They apply for the ones that they think they can get funding for. As a staff, and we're biased because this is the field that we work in, but we would recommend a 15-cent gas tax increase indexed to inflation. We think that not only makes it solvent, but gives the ability for us to potentially spend more if it went through the same processes. Like I said, in 2010 and 2015, we passed resolutions supporting a 10-cent gas tax increase. And really what I wanted to do today was just open it up to discussion, because I think, we didn't want to, as staff, make a resolution based on these things without kind of getting a little more feedback of if there was appetite for, a 10-cent increase, a 15-cent increase in inflation. So I really would like to turn it back to you to get some additional guidance, with the idea that we would come back in March with a resolution that would actually be voted upon by the committee.
The 7% or the 7-cent increase that was proposed, where did that come from, and what research did they have?
That it came from Gary Cohn, who's the economic advisor, I believe, to the president.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the 7-cent number came from, because the 7-cent number, by most accounts, won't actually make the fund solvent. But I think it might have been a thought that if they took that 7 cents and they kept it out of the trust, or used it towards the $200 billion for the large trillion-dollar tax package or infrastructure package, that might be where the 7 cents came from. But they were a little ambiguous about why the 7-cent number.
So it wasn't really a research.
No. Okay. Yeah. Oops. Sorry.
I personally am in favor of the 15-cent. Because, looking around us, you can see everywhere things are crumbling, and we need to do something to set a course correction. But along with that 15 cent a gallon, I would like to see something put into that with a 15 cent where it is automatically raised with inflation. I mean, considering the last time they did an increase was 1993, that was 25 years ago. And, for us to go this long, and you said we've lost how much power of that dollar?
Almost a third of it.
We took the 15 cent to do somewhat, we would get half back of where we would be, but it would be an immediate course correction, and then put the impetus in place to move forward where annually, they adjusted for inflation so that we could somewhat stay up with it. Because everybody knows, nobody wants to raise taxes, but nobody's told us a different way on how to buy things. And it just gets more and more expensive every year.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
Has staff considered any alternative funding models for making the highway trust fund more solvent? And what I bring that up is with the usage of fuel, both in fuel economy, smaller vehicles, as well as the switch to hybrids and electric. I drive an electric car, and I'll tell you, I'm a freeloader. I don't pay into the federal gas tax.
Yeah.
And it's not fair, and looking at mileage-based models, I think makes more sense in the long run. Has that been a consideration separate of this conversation?
It has been in the past. I think what we've seen is just that it's been panned politically so much. So is the gas tax increase. But there's, I think we talked about this maybe at our December meeting, was that that there is still that black box concern with the mileage. And even though I think that's changed with cell phones, because I think now we all realize that Google knows where we are at all times. So I think most people might be a little bit more comfortable with the nanny state than they were 5 years ago. However, at this point, and I can't cite the research, but there was some that we did 3 or 4 years ago, and so it's a little outdated, but the fleet changeover still has not had a substantial impact on the gas tax collections at this point. Now, like we were saying with the oil demand, it will. But I think the reality for us where we are right now is that this is sort of like the decade fix, that'll get us through 10 years. And then the reality is we're going to go to it. It's going to have to. I get the sense that just on the realm of possibilities, the gas tax is still a lot closer to reality than a VMT tax is.
Okay.
But yeah, as that fleet continues to turn over, I think we're going to continue to see those numbers dip.
Okay.
Commissioner Kerrigan, I agree wholeheartedly. I'd like to see it added to whatever proposal we decide on. Mm-hmm. At least stick it in there. Mm-hmm. Because it really, you know, when you look in the last, what was it, 2015, you said it was when we passed the last resolution.
Yes.
What Tesla has done in the way of batteries and things mm-hmm. since then, the technology is going so fast. And 10 years from now, this 25 cents or 28 cent gas
it's
no big deal.
Yeah.
Just ask the townships, you know, because they get gas tax, mm-hmm. how their revenue is decreasing mm-hmm. from it.
So we could just add that in.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, we could do that.
So while you want a discussion, is there any more discussion on this? Joe?
We're talking at the federal level.
Right.
Federal dollars are restricted to federally eligible roadways.
Right.
It does not cover the majority of your roadways. We need to also make the same recommendations we're making to Washington. Down to Columbus.
To Columbus.
And that way the townships will then enjoy some of it because there are no township mm-hmm. roads that are federally eligible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you
We can do that as well for the state side. I mean, the one thing about the state gas tax, I mean, which I think is a reality, is that I think the state might be looking at that very soon, hopefully with the change. Well, I mean, as the changeover of the administration, but we can add in, you know, and support of that. I mean,
the sad part is you're going to pay as much attention to it as the last time.
Well, and I think the reality is with the state side is that, you know, that none of that avenue comes through. Obviously, it helps townships and local communities, I think, a little bit. But the bulk of that, I think, ODOT, you know, ODOT uses it for other things, especially like outside of municipalities, particularly. You know, so you might get some additional resurfacing money on state routes, but other than that, you're looking at big interstate projects. And I think that's why at this point we just focused on the federal because it's sort of what we know. Mm-hmm. But we can definitely add in a state component if that's something that we feel is, and it could be something as nebulous as we also think the state should increase the gas tax, maybe without as much, you know. If it's 10 cents, or because they're up to 28 cents already, I believe. It's 28 or. Tony, actually, do you know what the state tax is?
Oh, 28.
Is it 28? Yeah. So that's, you know, that would be a double whammy of tax increase that we would be proposing, but maybe we would just want to say we also encourage the state to, you know, look at its gas tax percentages and potentially look at. Because actually, I think the state would really benefit just from indexing to mm-hmm. inflation. I mean, that would be a big benefit from the state perspective. Does anyone feel strongly about 10 cents versus 15 cents? Or I think Mayor Broska put it really well, and I think that's how the staff feels, but because that we will go that direction in the resolution, including state as well. Is that satisfactory?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to go to resolutions. We're actually going to start with resolution 2018-4. Dave Filet is going to come up here and stay for a while. So that will be attachment 6B.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is just the last, kind of a last minute decision to do resolution 2018-04, which is attachment 6B, and then we'll do 6A after this one, because this one involves adding a couple new projects, and then in 6A we'll approve those projects. Earlier in the meeting when I was up here talking about federal funds or federal funds report, I mentioned that we had a sizable CMAQ project that was canceled, which freed up over $3.5 million in funds. So the TIP subcommittee met on January 4th. And I'll kind of walk you through the changes that's in this table in attachment 6B. The cancellation of the project freed up $3.587 million in CMAQ funds. What the committee decided to do was go down our CMAQ list and fund the next two projects. And the first new project we'll be adding is in green at Maslin Road, State Route 241, in Corporate Wood Circle. That would be That would be using up $2.6 million. And then we went down to the next project, which is a Summit County project in Copley Township at Cleveland-Maslin Road and Ridgewood Road over by Copley High School. There's some traffic issues there, when, especially when school lets out. And that project used up another $280,000, and that left a balance of $701,000. We had a project in Streetsboro, State Route 43, a turn lane, which was funded partially with STBG and partially with CMAP, and we decided to take the balance and apply it to that project and then free up the STBG money that was in it. And then by doing that, we added in two new resurfacing projects. We went down the resurfacing list and added two additional projects, Valley View Road in Northfield Center Township and Waterloo Road in Akron. And the Waterloo Road project in Akron, it really had enough left for a partial funding, but they said they'll take it and do the best they can. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. The staff does. The TIP subcommittee and the staff does recommend approval of these changes.
Any questions for Dave? Okay, hearing none. Motion?
Motion to approve. Glenn, Roska.
Is there a second?
Second,
Justin. Any more discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
One question.
Sorry.
Going back.
So the cancellation of the project for the $3 million, are they going to come back to us and knock the other people out at a later time? Will this project 91-9480 come back at us?
As of this time, no.
Okay.
I can't tell you what a different administration or the current administration is not.
All right. Thank you. Sorry.
That's okay. Let's do it one more time. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. All right, now, Dave, we're going to go back to resolution 2018-1, correct?
Yes, this is attachment 6A in your packet. This is adding the new projects, the new STBGs, resurfacing, and CASA projects that we just recently reviewed. We'll go. This is actually one attachment with three resolutions. Each funding source has its own resolution. So resolution 2018-01 is adding seven new STBG projects. And the seven projects that were selected to be funded under STBG for Cleveland-Maslin Road and Fairlawn. That's a widening project. Worcester Road and State Street intersection in Barberton. That's full depth pavement repair at the intersection. Cleveland-Maslin Road in Norton is adding a continuous turn lane. Portage Trail Extension in Cuyahoga Falls is adding a continuous turn lane. The same with the next one, State Route 43 in Streetsboro. Aurora received a citywide signal project, and Barberton received funding for the reconstruction of Worcester Road West. Those seven projects totaled up to just over $18 million. The staff does recommend approval. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer those also.
Any questions? Hearing none, I need a motion.
So moved.
Johnson. Is there a second?
Second. Bill Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 2018 number one. Resolution 2018-2. Dave?
Okay, this resolution is adding 25 new resurfacing projects. Our resurfacing program is kind of a subcategory of the STBG program. I'm not going to go through each project, but The total for these 25 new projects is just over $13 million. And as you can see, one of the things that makes the resurfacing program so popular is you can do a lot of projects for the money. So these are the 25 new resurfacing projects funded with SPVT, totaling just over $13 million. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. The staff does recommend approval.
Okay, I need a motion for resolution 2018 number 2.
So moved, Jeff.
Is there a second?
Mike Kerrigan.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Dave. Resolution 2018 number 3.
Okay, this is the resolution adding the new CASA projects. We selected 5 new CASA projects. The 5 are listed there. The first one is in Portage County. It's the renovation of a railroad bridge to be used as a bike trail. The second one is the Cuyahoga Valley National Park pedestrian bridge. That is going to be built in conjunction with the new visitor center that's being planned in Boston Heights. State Route 91, Canton Road, and US 224 sidewalks. The Freedom Trail Phase 4 in Akron is the last section of the Freedom Trail that will tie it in with the towpath. And in Stowe, new sidewalks along Darrell Road. The total for those 5 new projects is $2.572 million. The staff does recommend approval.
Is there any discussion? Any questions? All right, I need a motion.
So moved, Mark Kerrigan.
Second?
Linda Clark.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passed. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, and I would just like to add just real quick that, you know, we spent about a year revising our funding policy guidelines to get to this list of projects. However, we acknowledge that it's not perfect by any means, and so we are interested in any comments or concerns about, you know, how the process worked. I think what we saw this time from the staff's point of view is we got a greater variety of projects, greater variety of communities involved in the process, which is great. I think more communities had access to the funds than what they've had. And, you know, from that perspective, I think it's good, but by no means is it a perfect scoring criteria. We will automatically, before we have the next round of funding, we will again reevaluate the funding policy. But, you know, so we're always interested in suggestions, or if there's questions of, man, why did this project not score well? And you look at a criteria and you think, that's not fair, or that should be this, or, you know, please let us know, because we're always trying to fix it so that it can be the most equitable funding policy that we can achieve. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're on to resolution 2018 number 5, which is attachment 6C, and Curtis is going to speak on that.
All right. Thank you. So as Dave mentioned in his 3C report, AMATS currently has a balance of about $3.4 million. ODOT allows us to carry over $2.5 million per year. Anything over $2.5 million a year is subject to recall. As if we do not spend the funds, the state will take them back and potentially spend them somewhere else. We basically have two options what to do to make sure we spend the money. The two options, option one is try to trade with another MPO. So, you know, they might have a need, so we give them the money, and then a year later they give it back to us. The other option is to get more projects in 2018 and make sure we spend the money. AMETS has pursued over the last 6 months of the fiscal year trade partners. The last trade we had in line with MORPC out of Columbus fell through, and currently we don't feel good about our fund trade prospects. However, we continue to look for them. And so in December, we did put a call out to communities, just say, hey, if anyone, and heard Dave make the same message today, if anyone has additional projects that are, you know, I mean, they have to be designed, the right-of-way has to be ready, they practically have to already have federal authorization right now to get them to go. But if you have a project like that and you think that it would be valuable for, you know, from a regional perspective, please bring it to the committee. In mid-December, the city of Akron approached us with their Tiger Grant project, which they'd received $5 million of Tiger Grants to work on Main Street in downtown Akron. Project goes from Mill Street all the way down to Cedar Street. And basically, this project is, I think it's going to be an investment, including with some bridge work, over $26 million, roughly. And as part of that, this, the city has taken on quite a bit of local funding to make the project work. So they came to us and basically made that request of saying, we have this regionally significant project that we believe, you know, we'd like to see if we could get additional funding. And they asked basically for the amount that would keep us from having to do having to recall funds. The staff, you know, if there's any questions about the specific project, it is basically creating a complete street reconstruction of Main Street in downtown Akron. It serves Children's Hospital, the Akron General Cleveland Clinic Hospital, as well as the entire downtown network of businesses and residences. You know, the staff looking at this and looking at our options, we do recommend approval. It's not by any means the perfect situation, but we think it's a good way for us to keep the money in the region and spend it in 2018. And as we know that, you know, we get more value out of our dollar the sooner we spend it, just because of inflation. So the staff does recommend approval of this resolution. I don't know if the city of Akron would like to make any comments, but if not, I'd also be happy to answer any questions if there were any.
Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, we need a motion. Is there a second?
Move to second. McClear.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carried. Resolution 18-2005. Is there any other business to bring before the committee?
There is.
All right. And I forgot to thank you, Mayor Glossman, for 2 years of fine leadership.
You did give him a plaque that you were going to
That's great. All right, I'll announce the next meeting is March 8th at 1:30, right here. And we need a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Commissioner Bennett.
A second. Do we need a second?
We always do a second.
All right, we'll do a second.
More second.
You want me to do a roll call too?
No. We already did that once.
At this point, I thought Glenn was going to make a motion to change us to 24-hour.
All right.
It only took 38 minutes.
No. Oh, okay.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.